I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wyler from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Breakno from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Well, we are hijacking the podcast feed once again, just in the build-up to Comrades 2017, just a few days to go now to race day. And I thought I'd touch base with Lindsay to give a sort of final send-off message. Lindsay, it's almost like it feels a bit too formal, but I think it's important to give people like a final well wish, and let's hope everything goes according to plan on Sunday. And to you too, you're running and you've got some big goals, but somebody listening to this, what sort of final words do you want to impart on them for Sunday?
Yeah, I guess the main thing I want to say to everybody is good luck. I'm also going to steal a little bit from a talk that I heard Caroline Wassman give the other day, and as we all know, that she won't be joining us on the road on the 4th of June, and she made the point in the talk that we've really trained hard. We've made a lot of sacrifices, and one of the things that she realizes now, having been forced to miss, is that we don't appreciate being on the start line enough. We're all so concerned about finishing and getting our medal, and while that is the ultimate goal, you really do need to give yourself a pat on the back. You have worked hard, you've qualified for this great race, and you are going to be one of 16,000 plus starters on the start line. And I think you need to look at the 4th of June as a celebration of all the hard graft that you've done, and really soak up the atmosphere and just be really grateful that you were able to make it to the start line. Yeah, enjoy your day. It's really important that you are conservative. It's very easy to get caught up and excited in that hype and go too quickly, but conservative is the name of the game. Again, enjoy being there. Don't rush through the race too quickly. Even if you are racing, that first half should be relatively quite calm. So really just soak up everything that Comrades has to offer. If you're a novice, they've really got some good stuff lined up for novices this year to really improve the novice experience. So enjoy that right from the expo through to race day. And then my real final piece is to just take it easy between now and race day. There's not a single run that you can do that's going to make you fitter. So take it easy, feet up, chill out these last few days. And as Caroline said, really just enjoy this experience. And I'm looking forward to clapping people in as they come across the finish line and get their medals. And I, from a personal point of view, I haven't been this excited for a Comrades in years. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing everyone on the start line.
Awesome stuff. Lindsay, also, I just want to add, you're not going to be at the expo as much as you have been in previous years, because you obviously are running this year as well. And there is a schedule when you will be there. What I will do is I'll put that schedule in the post for this episode of the podcast. So if people do want to come and see you, if they do have some questions, or if they just want to wish you well, there'll be specific times that you'll be available at that expo. And that's pretty much the only time they can get to see you. But yeah, I want to wish you best of luck, Lindsay, because I know you've worked particularly hard for this one. I'm looking forward to tracking you and to everyone else as well. I know what it takes to get to the start line, and I'm glad you mentioned that with what Caroline said, because for me it was the same thing back in 2010 with my first one. I knew that whatever happened on race day, I was in a better position on race day than I was a year before, and just to get to the start line of Comrades is an amazing achievement. So best of luck to everyone. I hope you have a superb run. All your sort of goals and aspirations come to fruition. And you have a great celebration on Sunday night with the medal you're chasing around your neck. It's going to be a great day out. Lindsay, safe travels, and we'll chat to you when you're back in Joseywood.
Thanks, Brad. And I'm very much looking forward to speaking again after the race.